Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Roma, 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 Ga, Ga, Ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
Pretty red last night.
I don't know. I'm profoundly disturbed. I think if you look at the New York Times this morning, the headline was America Makes a Perilous Choice. I think that in 2016, we didn't know what we would get from a Trump administration, but we know now. And we know now that he will have almost unfettered power.
Well, we know now that we had no new wars, we had the defeat of ISIS, we had a fantastic economy, we had immigration starting to get under control, and unemployment was better than it has ever been. What's the thing you're worried about from what you saw before? Anyway, more people probably watched The View yesterday than have watched it in years, just to see what would happen. I did. I taped it, and I watched it this morning. Actually, I watched it late last night. But Sonny Hostin was the most worked up about than everybody.
Again, I'm profoundly disturbed that the 14th Amendment of the Constitution did not prevent someone who participated in an insurrection from becoming president of the United States. I think that going forward, the convicted felon box on employment applications better be taken off, because if you can be the president of the United States, then you should not be prevented from employment in this country. Because I remember applying for my jobs as a federal prosecutor, and there was a box for convicted felons.
Well,
and so that box better be taken off.
Well, okay, let's take it as a thought. Okay, we know he's a convicted felon, and we voted for him anyway. So it's not like it was hidden information from the people doing the hiring. So if you really want to run this argument, he checked the box and we hired him anyway, right? So it's not a good argument, but I tend to agree with her. The felon thing is really dicey, because unless they're like a violent threat type person, it's just so hard for people who have convictions to find jobs, and we want them to find jobs. It's an interesting observation about the checkbox. I think logically she's misfiring, but probably has the right end conclusion in mind, which is maybe sometimes a hard thing to acknowledge, but it's true.
I'm worried about mass deportation and internment camps,
Lord.
I'm also worried about Elon Musk warning Americans to prepare for temporary hardship.
Worried about internment camps. Stop it.
I'm surprised at the result, but I'm not surprised. As a woman of color, I was so hopeful that a mixed race woman married to a Jewish guy could be elected president of this country.
Was that the goal? I mean, that's so honest? It's all symbol. It's all virtue signal. It's which demographic can we get to represent and share the power? Wow.
And I think that it had nothing to do with policy. I think this was a referendum of cultural resentment in this country.
Well, I think it...
It's racism and sexism, baby. You didn't want a black lady running things. Okay. You didn't want a Jew running things. Second gentleman, right? Doggone health. But did you look at the map of Florida and see what happened in South Florida, where the high Jewish concentration swung wildly in favor of... Okay, anyway, just sometimes it's off the rails. Not to be outdone, Whoopi Goldberg.
Everybody can always say, oh, she should have done this, she should have done this. She did what she did. She was everywhere. She talked to everybody. And people didn't come out. I don't know why. And it doesn't even matter. He's now the president. I'm still not going to say his name. That's not going to change.
Such a weird thing to say. That is such a petty, weird thing to say. Also, she did everything. Oh, I mean, she didn't do Rogan. She didn't do a lot of interviews for a long time. You can have a good conversation about the failures of the campaign itself, but don't tell me she was everywhere doing everything she could possibly do. That's patently false.
The thing that I wanted to finish up with is it's hard for some of us to hear that rhetoric.
Yeah.
After 50 years, after 70 years, to hear that rhetoric coming back, to hear things that came out of people's mouths that we all decided as a public group We weren't going to talk to each other that way.
Yeah.
So for me, when I hear that, I feel okay when I'm pissed at somebody who's talking down to somebody else. I'm all right with that. Mm-hmm. What I'm not all right with is trying to further wreck the country.
Okay. Can I take the most neutral possible stance? Time will tell. Right? I mean, time will... Look, maybe she's right. Maybe Trump is going to run the country into the ground. I mean, it's possible. Maybe Trump is going to make things as great as he claims. Also possible, just logically speaking, right? But I can't stand by and watch people run things into the... Okay, all right. So that was one slice. Okay, that was one slice. There was a positive, too. And I'll get to that in just a second. Alyssa Farah Griffin kind of rescued it for everybody. Even though she went early, her comments were the ones that I thought were, you know, at least there's somebody saying something reasonable. But it's still... Anyway, I'll get to that in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Just got an accident that just popped up on I-110 southbound right around mile marker number one. It's just a single vehicle, no roadblock there, just a minor delay. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. And by the way, you do remember, okay, so this station, my show, I mean, I certainly am a conservative, and so, you know, a lot of people view, but I also have always cherished the idea that a lot of liberals, a lot of people who are moderates, I'm a Christian, many of you are atheists, that's fine. I am glad. Like, it's not much praise if only the people who agree with you listen to you. Like, that's kind of easy pickings, right? And so here's one thing I'll say. I bet a lot of you are listening to these comments and thinking, yeah, that's how I feel. That's fine. Certainly, you're welcome here. You know, there's a lot of reasons why people voted against Trump or voted for Kamala Harris, which, you know, obviously same direction, but, you know, different motivation. And I think it's worth hearing this because it's worth knowing. Like I talked about yesterday, there's people who are this way and they're sad and they're angry and they're depressed and they're frustrated and they're confused. And that's okay. You know, that's normal after an election. Look, there were a couple of outcomes in the election I feel that way about. I'm like, oh my God, how did that happen? You know, not many. Had a lot of wins. I feel pretty good about how things turned out generally. But even some of the, I look at Amendment 4, and I'm amazed it came so close. I mean, it failed, but it only failed on what you might call as a procedural technicality that it takes 60% to get into the Constitution. What if it had been 50%? You know, I mean, it's not, but what if it had been? Anyway, so Alyssa Farah Griffin, I thought, actually had some very interesting comments.
Listen, is it the outcome I wanted? No, but we live in a democracy. I have my vote. Right. Millions of people cast their votes, did. And what's important to me is this. Tens of millions of Americans, our friends, our neighbors, our family members, voted for Donald Trump. We disagree with him. I know we all do at this table.
By the way, I thought that was interesting. Didn't The View, I haven't watched The View in so long. Didn't The View used to always have at least a token conservative? And none of them are Trump voters? And there's six of them now, apparently. When did they go from five to six? I don't watch the show, or haven't in a while, because it's just, it bores me, usually. But all six of them? You couldn't find somebody? I mean, if all six of you are on one side and the country is split down the middle, a little favorable to Trump, wouldn't it behoove you to have somebody on the panel who's a Trump? I mean, I know in the past they have, and they get rid of them because they can't do it well. But okay, anyway, back to the comments.
But they are good, decent people who are patriots and love this country.
Oh, that's a... Yes! Say more. And by the way, Democrats are patriots. Kamala Harris supporters are patriots. They love this country. Let's say more of that about the other side. Amen.
And I can't speak to what drove them to the conclusion of being with him, but I think it is a moment for us to listen to each other, to hear each other.
I thought that was super weird. She can't explain why people voted against Kamala or for Trump. I know why people voted against Trump and for Kamala. You should know both sides. It's weird that she can't explain that. But okay, but like I said, it does get better.
Express what our concerns are. I've spent the last 4 years doing that. And also listen to people who are with him, because this is a country that there is truly more that unites us than divides us. I know it doesn't feel like that for many people in this moment, but we need to bring down the temperature, the name calling, the demonizing. Let the other side, if they want to do that, they can do it. But I think it is a moment to listen to the voters.
Good, good.
And this, I have to say, I've always thought he could win. I thought in the final stretch, she might eke it out. I didn't expect it to be this resounding, and I think there are some lessons from it. I think we forget about rural America. I think the working class feels left behind. They feel like the powerful, the elite, only care about them and their power. And he spoke to them. We may not have liked his words, but they turned out for him.
Yes. Look inside, young Jedi. Look inside. Realize who was left out, who wasn't spoken to. Working class people, rural Americans, conservative and or religious people. There was a very interesting article yesterday I was reading about how the Catholic vote was huge for Trump. Massive for Trump. Catholics split between Trump and Biden in 2020, 50% Trump, 49% Biden. Biden, who is a Catholic, but of course he's against the Catholic Church on several very important, ethical, moral issues, sin issues, you know, sexuality and abortion particularly. Okay. But Catholics across the country went 9 percentage points in Trump's favor. Former and future president winning Catholics by 10 points over Kamala Harris. That's a big shift. Bill Donahue, the president of Catholic League, told Fox News that Catholics resoundingly rejected Harris because of what he called a clear animus against Catholics. She was rejected, as a quote, rejected primarily because she's associated with the politics of extremism, and that's something American people never countenance. Democrats have a Catholic problem in a memo. The memo that had come out from Catholic Vote said that Democrats have a Catholic problem and must now wrestle with the growing influence of the progressive wing of the party that is openly hostile to people of faith. Democrats in the past have been able to hold together a lot of Catholic voters, whether by tradition or by platitudes around social justice and posturing as if they cared about the poor and the vulnerable. True. That's an important element of Catholic and Christian faith that Democrats have had a better corner on historically. It turns out in this election, the poor and vulnerable are the people suffering from inflation and an out-of-control border that has created crime and instability in their communities. 19 electoral votes in Pennsylvania. Exit polls for Fox show that Trump led by 13 points in Catholics, 56 to 43. North Carolina, 16 votes, and they led by 17 points. And Michigan, 15 votes, and led by 20 points. Catholics voted for Trump. And there were moments that I had forgotten about or didn't even remember. In La Crosse, Wisconsin, I guess Harris did a rally and people were chanting Jesus is Lord, and she told them they were at the wrong rally. Did you remember that, John? I didn't remember that moment at all. And then also that she, there was another one, introduced legislation to cut charities. She attacked Brett Kavanaugh for being Catholic. She said there'd be no accommodations for Catholics on abortion policies and ending, you know, Catholic health care in the country because of that. So there were a lot of things Catholics. The one that also surprised me, Muslims voted for Trump. Not what you would expect. Because the line is, he's anti-Muslim, Latinos voted for Trump. Well, he hates the immigrant. No, but okay. After getting 30% of the vote in 2020, Trump won 42% support over 36 in Dearborn, which is a heavy Muslim population outside of Detroit. That's, wow. So, and when you look at that map where you see how did the election swing, so dominantly swung to the right for Trump over 2020. Because some of the advantages Biden have, Kamala didn't have, and because some of the people groups that felt like at least they'd be included in the Democrats before, they felt excluded or marginalized or attacked and felt they were safer voting for Trump. There's all kinds of reasons. It's actually almost now there's a scramble on who's going to be able to claim the victory more. Like, who do you owe back, right? But it's a very interesting broad coalition of improved numbers for so many different groups. And of course, you know, among Black voters, particularly male Black voters. 624 here on News Radio 92.3. So, I give credit to her name. It's three names altogether, and I forget exactly. Alyssa Farah Griffin. I thought she made some very interesting points. The others, well, you know, it was entertaining. So, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. No accidents on the big board right now. Not seeing any delays either. So traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John.
If you're struggling with ED or you're...
I thought you were going.
Am I doing now?
And your belly fat is growing. Listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802, Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
For all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage, should the storm make an unexpected change of course, remember Sally? Keep it on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
The name's Remy Labo, Le Diable Blanc. But you can call me the Gambit.
It's been a while since I've seen Sling Blade. Hit me again.
Blue Jean. I just met a girl named Blue Jean.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, the race for control of the House of Representatives is still undecided, but Republicans are confident that they'll take control once all of the votes are counted. The Democrats would need more than 30 to flip it, but political analysts say that seems unlikely. If the GOP keeps control, it would give them control of both houses of Congress and the White House, of course. I saw this. The final season of Stranger Things is set to come out next year. This is a really popular show. I didn't even know this was still going on, though. It seems like so far in the past when Stranger Things
it
first came out.
It does feel like Stranger doesn't Things it? Was a decade ago, doesn't
I
it?
I know, yeah. I guess just so much has happened. But Netflix made that announcement Wednesday, which apparently is Stranger Things Day. I didn't know that either. That falls on November 6th each year, and it's the day that the character Will Byers went missing in the show. A teaser was also dropped that revealed the episode titles, with the series finale being titled The Right Side Up.
Okay, so, I'm going to make you feel better about your whole life. You ready?
Yes.
The first episode of Stranger Things came out July 15th, 2016.
Okay.
So we're not wrong. It's
absolutely.
It was almost a decade ago, yeah.
Well, that does make me feel better.
Thank
you. It seems like that was so long ago. That's all I've got for right now, Andrew.
All right, perfect. Thanks so much, David. 6:29 on News Radio 92.3. There's a lot of stuff up at the County Commission meeting this morning. We got the Board of County Commission meeting this morning for Escambia County. Well, tonight, I guess it's actually tonight. I'll tell you one. Do I want to get into this right now? One of the things I just don't quite understand is there's a water mitigation issue on Oakfield Drive north of by West Florida High School. I've tried to figure this out, and I've even asked, and I haven't been able to get a good answer on this. They're going to put drainage stuff in on the east side of Oakfield when it should be on the west side of Oakfield. Like, the puddling of the water is always on the west side of the street there, so I'm not really sure I understand that. But they're buying some fire trucks. We talked about that with Eric Gilmore yesterday for about $5 million to replace aging fleet. So, you know, that's good news. We always like to see that. And, you know, there's several other things on there. We'll get to some of it a little bit later. But, you know, the meeting is today. We're back to doing business again.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Republicans are closing in on control of both houses of Congress, defending their narrowest House majority in decades and taking the Senate majority.
We're watching Pennsylvania's Senate race, which is still too close to call. Republican Dave McCormick leading incumbent Democratic Senator Bob Casey by less than half a point, about 30,000 votes at this rate. An automatic recount does hit according to Commonwealth law here in Pennsylvania.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Philadelphia. President Biden will address the nation this morning at 11 Eastern, his first public appearance since Donald Trump won the election. And Israel's new defense minister takes office today.
Israel Katz is the country's former foreign minister, and he'll be replacing Yoav Gallant, a man that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Cloudy skies right now. We've got 76 degrees in Pensacola. Well, we are learning a little bit more about that investigation into stolen money at the Santa Rosa County School District. According to the News Journal, the investigation concluded that the treasurer of the Santa Rosa County Association of School Administrators and a district employee, Kelly Short, had allegedly stolen thousands of dollars from the district over the course of 2 years. Officials say she provided altered bank records in an attempt to cover up that fraud. Short resigned last week in lieu of being terminated at the school board meeting later this month. The Pensacola woman that's accused of giving a child instructions on how to kill an infant over that Roblox video game is now facing four new charges. The News Journal reporting that court officials amended the charges for Tara Sykes. She now faces additional charges of principal to attempted first-degree premeditated murder, two counts of solicitation to commit first-degree premeditated murder, and one count of child abuse without great bodily harm. Now, that is in addition to the second-degree murder charge that was previously filed. Sykes will be in court for an arraignment tomorrow. Investigators say Sykes talked with a 10-year-old child on Roblox, told that child to kill the infant and their temporary guardians in multiple ways. The child ended up dropping the infant on a hard floor and dousing the guardian's bedsheets in an aerosol spray. The temporary guardians and an adult daughter say they saw the messages between Sykes and the child. Roblox said they didn't find the messages, though, in chat logs. Investigators say they believed the messages had possibly been deleted. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office wanting people to know that help is available to anybody struggling in a domestic violence situation. Sheriff Bob Johnson held a press conference yesterday. He wanted to provide phone numbers people can call to break that cycle.
For the love of God, please call them if you feel you're in any kind of situation where you need any kind of help with domestic violence. And when I say domestic violence, I'm not talking just getting beat up. There's other forms of domestic violence. There's intimidation and just... You have to watch out for yourself and your children if you have children. So please reach out to us and we will help you break that cycle.
And Sheriff Johnson held a press conference yesterday where he gave out those numbers. Now, we've shared those on our News Radio 92.3 website. This comes after two murder suicides just this week in Santa Rosa County, one in Pace where a boyfriend shot his girlfriend on Tuesday morning. Another happened later that night on Tuesday when a 52-year-old man shot and killed his parents and then himself in Navarre. And, of course, all of that after another murder-suicide involving a husband and wife in Navarre just over a week ago. Well, local officials have been watching Rafael. It's currently moving westward over the Gulf of Mexico, and it's strengthened over the last few days to a Cat 3 hurricane. Escambia County's top public safety official, though, says after watching the storm models this week, he's not that concerned.
It's still up in the air where it can go. This morning, the track and the GFS and the European are actually lining up and taking that western turn, so we're feeling very confident on that track. We still think it'll blow apart and dissipate, and we'll get some rain out of it, which we need the rain. We're not going to complain about that. We'll see some high surf, rip currents, and some coastal flooding. But beyond that, that's the difference between yesterday and today.
And that is Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore. Rafael's now the 11th hurricane of the 2024 season. That storm expected to move westward across the Gulf and then take a turn towards Texas and Mexico. It's 6:35 right now. John's got to look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Marine Max Pensacola, reminding you about their boat and yacht show happening Saturday, November 23rd at 1901 Cypress Street. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are actually looking really good. Seeing some minor delays if you're heading over to East Milton from downtown Milton. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 forecast.
We will have mostly cloudy skies today with a 40% chance of some showers. We are going to have highs near 80 degrees, lows tonight near 70 degrees. For Friday, 20% chance of a stray sprinkle, otherwise cloudy with a high near 81. Friday night temperatures dropping near 71. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
It is 76 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Stocks rallied sharply as Donald Trump won the 2024 presidential election yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surged more than 1,500 points to close at a record high. The S&P 500 also hit an all-time high, popping more than 5,900 points. The NASDAQ rose nearly 3%. Meanwhile, sectors that were expected to benefit from Democratic policies, such as electric vehicle companies and clean energy-related industries, declined sharply. Coinbase shares soared 31%, their best performance on record, after the company's candidates had a big election day. CEO Brian Armstrong, who co-founded the crypto exchange in 2012, was the biggest winner as his holdings increased by over $2 billion. Futures are slightly higher after the post-election day rally. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 1508, the NASDAQ up 544. That's Your Money Now.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Don't miss the happenings, events, and moments at this year's Foo Foo Fest, continuing in downtown Pensacola through next Monday. See foofoofest.org for the schedule and more info. The Pensacola Bay Center is hosting public ice skating sessions from now through April, typically after weekend ice flyer games. Get tickets early. See PensacolaBayCenter.com. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Let me tell you, that was the worst Taco Tuesday of my whole life. We had the choice between a prosecutor and a criminal, and we chose the criminal to be president of the United States. More than half of this country voted for the criminal who's planning to pardon himself for his crimes.
Yeah, of course. Then you ask the question, how bad must the prosecutor have been? Right? I mean, or how bad must the overall feeling of the country towards the incumbency and the administration and the political elites be? I mean, ask yourself deeper questions, Jimmy. So Jimmy Kimmel last night was beside himself.
Those of you who are hate-watching this show right now, wanting to watch me suffer, you will be happy to know that there was no joy in Mudville last night. I was all over the place. One minute, I'm watching these long lines in every city, and I think, oh, that's beautiful, democracy in action. Next minute, there's a reporter chatting with some bro at Arizona State who said he voted for Trump because Kamala didn't go on Joe Rogan's podcast. And I'm like, where did I leave my passport? Is this...
But every late-night talk show does some version of the jaywalking, man on the street, dummy fool people, and... how can you be surprised? Because we live in America and people are uninformed and some of them stay home and some of them show up to vote and then informed people also vote and some informed people don't vote. I mean, you know, like, that's your example. It's a weird thing. There's people on both sides with that same kind of shallow thinking, right?
President Biden called Donald Trump today to congratulate him and to invite him to the White House to discuss the transition and maybe watch a little Matlock starring Kathy Bates. Kamala Harris called Trump today, too. She conceded and then explained what the word conceded means. Trump's like...
now, come on, that's a good joke. That's, I mean, right? Because Trump never gave a concession speech, because he never conceded. Not really. And
Trump said, that means you're stuck up, right? Conceded? And she did it because that's how it's supposed to be done in America. There's an election, and then they count the votes. And if the Democrat loses, they call to congratulate the winner.
Okay, so yes, but maybe brag a little less because Hillary? Hillary, I mean, she did give a speech and then spent the next 4 years complaining that it was Russia and it was election rigging and it was, you know, there's been a lot of the other side of this too that sometimes gets glossed over. But yes, Kamala did it right. It couldn't not do it right yesterday with the results being so overwhelming. You know, Biden called and congratulated Trump. You know, the campaign put out a statement. President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris spoke by phone earlier today where she congratulated him on his historic victory. President Trump acknowledged Vice President Harris on her strength, professionalism, and tenacity throughout the campaign, and both leaders agreed on the importance of unifying the country. Similar for Biden. Biden called President Trump to congratulate him on victory and extended an invitation to the White House to ensure a smooth transition between the current administration and the incoming administration. President Trump looks forward to meeting him to the meeting, which will take place shortly, and very much appreciated the call. So, I mean, those are all good news notes. Okay, now, now we're going to get into the stuff that was more interesting, entertaining, over the top, exactly what you would expect from a guy who's basically spent every monologue for the last, what, 10 years attacking Trump? I mean, I guess not quite 10 since 2015, but, you know, it's funny. He did a very, you may not remember this. There was a long ago when Trump was fascinating to the left and not the enemy of the whole universe to them. He actually had Trump on where he had written a book, a kid's book in the style of Trump, and then had Trump read it. It's gold. I got to go back and dig that up because it's amazing. Whoopi Goldberg was a huge fan of Trump. Huge fan. Now she won't say his name. So, you know, people change. So that's fine. Anyway, back to, you know, Jimmy Kimmel from last night. That, you know, they didn't show on Tuesday, and then we didn't know the election results. But yesterday, of course, we know the election results.
Harris also gave a concession speech at her alma mater, Howard University. She said, it's going to be okay. The light of America's promise will always burn bright. And she's right. You know, the reason America is the greatest country in the world is that even a simple garbage man and fry cook from McDonald's can one day be president of the United States two different times. And I think that's
also a pretty good line. I mean, give him credit. You know, he's got fairly good writers. Most of his monologues are, it really is just Trump hate. Like him and Stephen Colbert, just all the time. Like, I stopped watching them. In fact, I wasn't going to watch this. I'd watched The View because I thought that might be entertaining. But I clicked off of what I was watching, and it went to live TV, and it was set to Channel 3 as kind of like the default it was on. And he was on, and he was in the middle of crying, basically. On, and I thought, oh, well, this should be interesting. So I watched more of it than I would have. We'll give you the more interesting stuff in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Even Highway 90 rolling from Pace to Pensacola, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Okay, so Jimmy Kimmel last night. Here goes. This is the more interesting segment.
Overall, the voting itself went relatively smoothly, despite a number of bomb threats that were called and emailed into heavily Democratic precincts in Georgia, Arizona, and Michigan. Authorities say they seem to have originated in Russia. You could tell the Russians are running out of ideas when they're trying to disrupt our elections now, using the same tricks kids in the 80s used to get out of PE. But the rest was not great.
Oh, the Russian disinformation stuff has been terrible. The videos, anyway, okay, but back to Kimmel. Let's let him have his good cry.
Let's be honest, it was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night for women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants who make this country go, for healthcare, for our climate, for science, for journalism, for justice, for free speech. It was a terrible night for poor people, for the middle class, for seniors who rely on Social Security, for our allies in Ukraine, for NATO, for the truth, and democracy, and decency. And it was a terrible night for everyone who voted against him. And guess what? It was a bad night for everyone who voted for him, too. You just don't realize it yet. And most of all...
Poor little guy. Just... When you invest yourself so heavily in something and convince yourself that you're so right, it's hard to see that more than half the country disagrees with you. And you might be wrong. That's the whole, you might be wrong. See where you might be wrong, okay? And recognize that not all of the people on the other side were racists and sexists and stupid and... You know, there's more to it than that. In fact, read the New York Times. New York Times had a really good analysis piece. I mean, it was an opinion piece. It wasn't like by the editors of the New York Times. But they had a really, really interesting piece about, this is why Trump won. And, they're short. If you want to take the short answer, not they, but the short answer of the piece was that people are sick of the machine. They're sick of the two-party system that seems like echoes of each other and not really serving the interests. And that Trump comes along and he lays waste to all of it. And he says the political cartel that's been running the universe, people are tired of that. And they want competition. They want rival products. The fake competition between two echoes of each other isn't doing it for us. I would say it this way. I'd say Trump is a third-party candidate who managed to run an insurrection inside the Republican Party, convert the party to his own vision, and turn the Republican Party into the third party that he then won with. In a normal universe, Trump is a third-party candidate. He does not fit either party. But what did he do? He ran as a Republican and managed to make that work for him. And maybe that's good. Maybe changing the Republican Party dramatically is good if they are so much an echo of each other. So just, looking at some of the people that got included in the Trump coalition, from Musk to Kennedy to Tulsi Gabbard to Joe Rogan, and people who felt like they didn't have a place in the traditional way of doing things and that their voices weren't being heard, the disenfranchised, the marginalized, not of the sort you typically hear about, the sexually alternative lifestyles, but the other ones, the ones who feel like this government doesn't represent them and doesn't speak for them and doesn't do things that benefit them. And what's wrong with the world when these two parties represent everybody and neither of them represents anybody? Like, that's that view. That's a very insightful analysis of at least a big slice of what helped Trump, right? But back to Jimmy Kimmel, because it is entertaining audio. Poor little guy, still crying a little bit.
Most of all, it was an absolute disaster of a night for Melania. But it was a really good night for Putin and for polio and for lovable billionaires like Elon Musk and the bros up in Silicon Valley and all the wriggling brainworms who sold what was left of their souls to bow down to Donald Trump.
Yeah. So, wow.
You know what? I'm going to say something that Trump would never say unless it favored him. The people voted, and this is the choice we made. In January, Donald Trump becomes president, and that's that. He won. Doesn't mean we give up, but it also doesn't mean we storm the Capitol because we don't like the result. And,
So I'm still stuck on the wriggling brainworms, which is obviously a reference to RFK Jr., but also like all Trump supporters who sold their soul. Well, I guess he means just those people did, but you know, they just can't really bring themselves to say, we lost, lots of Americans disagree with me, they're good people too. It's just like, can't do it. I can say it, no problem. I know a lot of them. I'm good friends with lots of liberals, progressives, Democrats, atheists, anarchists. Like, just there are good people out there who disagree, and it's okay. It's really arrogant and contemptuous to think that all the people who are on the other side of issues from you are just, you know, lesser, stupid, inhuman. You know, you can believe that they're wrong. Kind of goes back to, this is from digging a little bit deep, but do you remember the Rosie O'Donnell and Tom Selleck interaction where it was Rosie O'Donnell, right? Now, all of a sudden, I'm just trying to make sure I get the right person in there. I think it was Rosie. Anyway, where she wanted to say the Republicans were evil and he wanted to say that Democrats were stupid, and that was the whole difference in the world, is that, you know, we think your people are wrong, you think our people are evil. That's a massive difference. Now, don't get me wrong. I think a lot of Republicans think Democrats are evil. It's not all on one side. But, yeah, it's perfectly fine to think people are wrong. That's very different from thinking they're evil. Now, of course, they might be evil sometimes. You know, you got to keep that in mind.
Maybe next time the Republicans will nominate an orangutan for president. Why not? At least make it fun. My only request to President-elect Trump is that he let me share a prison cell with Taylor Swift. I'm really good at making bracelets, and I think we'd get along just fine.
Wait for it.
We'll see how funny that is in 6 months when the great talk show host roundup begins. Raise your...
In 2017, 18, 19, 20, when you were excoriating this man constantly, what roundup happened then? This fantasy world of internment camps and roundup of the racial minorities and persecution of the talk show hosts. I know it's just a line, it's just a joke, it's just a quip, but it's not. They really think that. Let me promise you, Jimmy. Let me promise you, Jimmy. If anything even vaguely approaching that happens, we will all be on your side. Okay. The police will be on your side. God forbid the military, but will be on your side. Like, if that starts to happen, we'll be on. We believe in your freedom to say these ridiculous things. We cherish your freedom to say these ridiculous things. I will put my life on the line to defend you and your right to go on TV and say these ridiculous things. Even though I disagree with what you're saying, I will lay down my life to protect your right to say it. And millions, hundreds of millions of Americans really still do believe that. It's more the people on your side who don't believe that, who want to stifle speech and suppress people and have speech codes and free speech zones and boot them off of the internet when they say the wrong things. So sell me your crocodile tears about the great talk show host roundup when that's actually something like what you've been doing for years through technology. And our side is in favor of everybody talking. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a host, trying to decide, you know, who to go with for your professional services, or if now is the right time, Christina Leavenworth says now is maybe not the right time. And it doesn't have to do with interest rates. It doesn't have to do with, you know, particular market shifts or anything like that, or the election or anything. She just the other day on Pep Talk, she was saying just because October, November, and December aren't great months to sell houses. People are distracted. They're thinking about the holidays. They got family in town. They're planning. They're buying gifts. Their minds are elsewhere. January is a good time to sell a house. She says they sell a lot of houses in January and February. So, you know, that's the kind of advice you'll get from her, is really from experience, knowing how things work, and, you know, selling 175 homes last year, on track to sell a similar number this year, even in a market that's a little bit less, you know, eager all the time. But they know what's normal. They know what the problems are. They know how to solve them. And if it's a new problem, they'll figure out how to solve it, because they have done that so many times in the past. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. Traffic on the fives now with John Pickens. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are still looking good. Even 98 seeing some minor slowdowns as you approach the construction zone. But other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Look at the size of that thing.
Cut the shot, RN2.
Accelerate to attack speed.
You know, honestly, just a little follow-up thought on that. The people who are worried that the country is going to implode have no faith in us. That if it does, if the worst comes true, that we won't stand up for them, that we won't push back, that we won't enforce the traditional values of the United States of America and the Constitution, we will. Trust us. It's going to be okay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Hey, when the talk show roundup starts, do you think we're safe in the newsroom?
Oh, I don't know, man. I got to be careful. Yeah. You know, you never know what's going to happen.
One quick headline. Cuba's energy grid collapsing after Hurricane Rafael made landfall yesterday. The state-run grid operator blaming Rafael for knocking out power to Cuba's entire population, about 10 million people.
They have had a rough year for sure. And by the way, I think you're safe. You're in the newsroom. It's people like me that have cause for concern. Allegedly.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.